Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hello and welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. I'm Dave O'Neill.
I'm Kitty Flanagan. You're on the Sweet and Salty Roundabout with Possum and the Big Guy. Get on board!
Choo-choo! Hello to everyone who's not in lockdown. We mentioned lockdown last time. There's people listening in WA, Queensland, overseas, NZ.
Yeah, good on you.
Yeah, lucky you. Tasmania, South Australia, Adelaide. I've never wanted to go to Adelaide more. Than this point in time.
I was a bit down last week. Sorry about that, everybody. I should try and...
You were that
down. There's no need to bring my doom and gloom to the podcast. this is your half an hour of good times.
Exactly. It's the good times, the good eating, unhealthy eating, to be honest. But it's all about portions, guys.
Yeah. It's just, you know, it's an occasional treat, Dave. If you just have an occasional treat, it's all fine.
That's right. Oprah says there's everyday food and occasional food. Okay. And Santo once said, now he can't even remember telling me this. He's told me that you just eat all the bad food on one day. Just do it on one day a week. Just have one day.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, just one day, like Friday night or Saturday night.
Yeah.
Just one day. And I was, and Eric Banner, great advice. But he said to me once, don't eat anything out of a packet. Now, we couldn't do this show if – it is a good weight loss tip because processed food is fattening, but we'd have to talk about figs and
Well, I did say to you, Dave, that one day because I – the other day, I don't want to shock people, but we had a hot day here down in Melbourne.
Yes.
And I went into the shops and I just wanted to have an ice cream.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
there were
it.
Big queues at Jocks, so I didn't want to line up. So I just went into the supermarket and bought myself an ice cream. And I don't know what possessed me, but I bought a vegan Magnum.
Oh.
And I was expecting
yes.
it to be quite icy. And, you know, but
yes.
I thought, it doesn't matter. I'll just, you know, you got to experience stuff.
Not bad.
It tasted like ice cream. Like, I think
yeah,
if
wow.
you gave me a Magnum regular – and I tasted it side by side next to the vegan Magnum, I'm sure I could spot the difference. But just with nothing to compare it to, if someone had just handed me that blind, I would have eaten it and not known, which
That's,
is pretty amazing for vegan ice cream because I've had oat milk ice cream and all
oh,
other sorts of ice cream.
Oh, terrible.
It's always just icy and crunchy.
Yeah, not yeah, yeah. Dairy-free ice cream is, yeah.
So
yeah,
I don't know what they've done. I don't know what magic they've concocted in that vegan Magnum. But, you know, we'll probably end up, maybe it ends up, it's like Soylent Green and it's like,
oh,
it's
yeah.
people. It's people in the Magnum.
Soylent Green is people. That's a great movie with Charlton Heston.
Shame we just ruined the ending if you haven't
yeah,
seen
yeah.
it.
Spoiler alert. They were great. We used to watch those movies on TV when we were kids and The Omega Man was
oh,
the other one.
The Omega
oh,
Man
love
was the
Omega Man.
That was the scariest movie
oh.
of all time. And my sister remembers it being really scary as well. And so she got it and tried to watch it with her teenage kids, and they were laughing so hard. Because if you watch it now, it's just not scary at all, Dave. It's like clowns.
Yeah. Remember the bad people, the cult, the evil people, what they're called. Oh, Planet of the Apes, another great.
Oh, that was great.
Oh, I love Planet of the Apes. I loved it. Anyway, and the remakes are good, actually. Some of the remakes are good. Those recent ones are really good. Anyway, I suggested to you that we should do a vegan episode with vegan elements, and we get celebrity vegan on the line, not Osha Gunsberg, Dave Hughes. And because he's a vegan, but to quote him, don't tell people I'm a vegan. Enough people hate me already, all right? Don't.
But we all know he's a vegan because he went on about it for ages.
Yeah, it's true.
Did he suddenly decide to stop telling people after he'd spent 6 months talking about nothing else but how he was a vegan?
Anyway, we can't do it at the moment because of technology, because we're both in our own houses. But once we get back in the studio, we can easily get the known vegan. And he must have some snacks that he enjoys because he's not. He's not afraid of snacks. He likes snacks, Husey.
He doesn't eat real food, so I don't know what he's subsisting on. He's probably subsisting on vegan magnums and maybe I think he can get vegan natural lolly company lollies as well.
Yeah, he loved lollies.
I imagine that's his diet.
He loves lollies, so we'll get him on. We're promising a lot here, but he's up for it. Don't worry. All right, well, we are going to have a match off, a
creaming
rematch.
Soda off.
Because a few weeks ago, we discovered that Schweppes creamy soda is superior. Oh, so good.
It was superior to the Kirk's red creaming soda.
And after your suggestion, that night I used the remaining creamy soda to have spiders.
Oh,
and,
so lovely. Oh,
and the kids were so excited.
Surely they'd had one before.
Yes. Yeah, come on.
But with that particular creaming soda, yes.
No. No, they'd had one at like Tass's, like the local coffee shop in Fairfield, do them, and it's just like,
God, what a good coffee shop.
Yeah, that coffee shop. It's just like a Greek cake shop, but you can get spiders, thick shakes, milkshakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just traditional stuff, and they said they had a spider there. I can't even remember. I think there you get, you know, a Coke float, raspberry or lemonade or lime, whereas we had the creamy soda one, and just that, I only had a little one because I'm fat and I'm not eating things out of a packet because this is technically in a bottle and and the ice cream was in a carton. So I think that's Eric approved. I don't think so. But anyway, just that when the ice cream mixes with the cream, at the end. Oh.
The drink at the end is the best bit, isn't it? When you've stirred
it's
a lot of the melted
so
ice cream into the drink. Oh, that's the
it's
best.
It's like
bit.
Maple syrup or something. It's incredible. Yeah. But anyway, I found some Bundaberg creaming soda, which we've had this recently because in shops, when like the fish and chip shop near us sells Bundaberg ginger beer, Bundaberg lemonade, and they've got this one too. And it is a good one. It is a good one.
Bundaberg creaming soda, and I looked it up, and it promises a red berry experience. But when I looked into what the flavours actually are, it's actually it's red grape juice. So
is that what it is?
So, Dave, it's almost like a fine wine in your creamy soda. I imagine this is going to be very sophisticated.
Well, what should we try first then? Should we just go back to the original?
No, because we know what that tastes like. So let's have clean palates and with the burgundy creaming soda, as it's called.
Yeah, the colour is very red wine-ish, very it's Portello. Okay.
All right.
I'm going in.
I'm going to do my ASMR next to the microphone.
Oh,
smells fantastic. Good, but also slightly medicine-y.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like sarsaparilla or any of that stuff.
The medicine smell?
Yeah, but I've already drank it. I've gone in early, of course.
Of course, yeah.
While you were, subtly drank it while you were doing your sound effects. And I tell you what, it's bloody good.
Oh, yeah, it smells like medicine, but it doesn't taste like medicine. That's interesting.
Nice.
The smell does not match the flavour there.
How funny that you say it's grape, because I don't know what I thought I was drinking, but I thought it was like raspberry or something, but that is beautiful.
Mm. It's a lot more subtle than the Kirk's one from the other week, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which, even though it's not artificially flavoured, it did taste a bit artificial.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty nice. It's even got a hint of vanilla in it, I think.
I reckon it has.
Which is what makes it sort of taste creaming soda-y. I'm looking at the ingredients here. Red grape juice.
Just a lot of red grape juice.
I mean, maybe one of those. No, it's just colours. It's not flavours, is
it? Yeah. Yeah, it's got no... Yeah. Oh, yeah, right. Oh, there are flavours. There's flavours. There's just flavours. Flavours.
Oh, I'm guessing one of those is vanilla.
Yeah. That's
pretty nice, yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay, now I'm going to open the brown one. And now you gave me this bottle, so this week you might have... You might have shaken it up. Knowing Come how on. Nervous I was.
Over the sink, Nana. Come on. Do you want to go over the sink?
I do. I'm really nervous about it.
Oh,
it's going to open on my rug.
I hate it when someone used to give you a can of drink when you were a teenager and then you'd open up with squirt in your face. I never liked that. I thought it was wasteful.
Exactly, Dave. It's like, Do you know when I was a kid, though, I couldn't finish a whole can of drink. I used to think cans of drink were just too
big. Yes, big. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Now, oof.
I know. Now I drink it and go, there should be more in that.
Not big enough.
Okay, here we go. Pouring the brown one. Oh, again, more Schweppervescence than in the Bundaberg one. Oh, that smell. Oh, God, yeah, it just hits you, the vanilla. I can't go past it. I love the vanilla so much.
You like that?
I do. I think if I got to put ice cream in the Bundaberg one, I'd bloody love it because that would give it the vanilla flavour I'm craving in my creaming soda. But if I can't get to the ice cream, then you've got to go with the brown creaming soda because it's like it's already had it melted in there.
Yeah, 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 it's true. The Bundaberg is a slightly different experience but still very good. But I think you're right. I think the Schweppes, for being the classic taste, I think that still rules. I think it still rules.
Mm, it's a very nice drink, the Bundaberg creaming soda.
Beautiful.
And I would like to taste that with ice cream in it because it'd be a beautiful colour too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that maybe we'll do that tonight.
That'd come up a treat with some ice cream in that.
Oh, yum. Yum. Maybe we should open up a diner somewhere.
I'd bloody love that.
Yeah, but it's a lot of hard work. A lot of hard work.
Well, we could just be the ideas people, Dave. Like we could have staff, you know, and we'll just be the ideas people.
Like,
I'd sell hot dogs. I'd sell Coke floats. I just basically want to open up an old, like the one I mentioned the other week, like a soda fountain place.
Yeah, yeah. And like we could be like, you know, Skipper from Gilligan's Island open up a restaurant because he couldn't get any acting work and he used to walk around with a hat on. And so we could open up the Junkies Diner and just like we just walk around, you know, like and just talk to people and sign books and stuff. And
you know, there'd be like a cabinet you could go to and you could try some air-dried lollies. You know, like there'd be frogs, like air-drying. You could try them at 3 weeks, 4 weeks. Be great. We'd have lots of good samples for people to try.
And we'd have special celebrity drop-ins and we'd put up like Sam Pang, 10:05, 11:05. You know, he's going to be there. He's going to walk around. He'll be a bit of meet and greet. Fun. Well, I tell you what, the Schweppes brown creamy soda still rules, I reckon.
Yeah.
Still good.
Yeah, I think it does.
But Bundaberg, very good.
Yeah,
very
good beverage. A nice beverage.
Very good. Okay, next. Got a bit of a blind test you've given me. And it's a cracker.
It actually is a cracker. It's a cracker. Okay, so we're back with the blind test and I've given Dave a cracker. It's a natural cracker company and the flavour is crispy taco flavour. Now, I've told him not to open the bag yet. Okay, I'll get him back. Okay, Dave, come back. So now I said to you don't open the bag because when I opened the box of these, the smell that came out of the box was just just next level. So I want you to just hold it near your face when you open the bag and just get that initial waft and see what that gives you.
Well, here we go. Okay, I'm opening the bag right now. Oh, yeah.
How flan is it?
We're back in India. We're Indian. Mm. We're not in India. We're not in India.
But
wow.
But we're certainly not. Yeah, it's a cuisine of sorts. God, it's strong, isn't it?
Oh man, that's so strong. What is that? I thought it was just curry, but it's not curry.
No, I think you might get it from licking it, maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Let's have a go.
It's a natural cracker company, so it's the same as the chicken ones we had last week. Oh, gee, that's a strong.
Oh wow.
Oh gosh. Okay. There's a real hint there from the lick.
Oh, it's Mexican. Is it Mexican?
Absolutely. Bang on, Dave. My God, your palate has never been sharper.
Well, I did think it was Indian, but Indian and Mexican food both have cumin in it. And I believe that's where I get mixed up, of cumin.
Yeah, and there is cumin in this. You're right. Well done, Dave. It's actually listed.
Nacho cheese? Nacho?
No, it's not nacho cheese, but you're in the right area, but just there's not actually cheese.
No.
It's more the other kind of things that you're tasting, like what else you have with Mexican food. Like there's something really strong you can taste in there.
Yeah, there is.
And when I tell you, you'll go, oh, yeah, I can taste that. You'll get it from the lick. Have another one and lick it.
Yeah. It's very
Oh, my God, that does taste like it. But there's one specific element to the Mexican that it really tastes of.
Yeah.
Can you get that?
No, hang on.
Go through what you'd put on your...
Is it the salsa?
It's a type of salsa, but it's not really. They call it something else. But it is a kind of a dip thing. What's the most Mexican dip of all?
Hang on. Let me think of the most Mexican dip.
You put it on pretty much everything you have in Mexican. And they always charge you extra if you go to somewhere like, what are those chains called? Mexi Hut or whatever it's called.
Mm. We used to have a Taco Bell's near our house and my son always used to go on about, I've never been to Taco Bell's.
I bet it was disgusting.
I had a joke about it. I said, mate, you're 15. You're 15. You could be the head chef there next week if you want, mate. You know, like, come on. Never. Oh, it's the, I know what you mean. I can't remember what it's called though. I've been to Mexico, but I can't remember the.
This would be on everything. So it's an actual meal, but all the elements are in there. I'm going to give them a tick for getting the flavor right.
Yeah, the bean mix.
No, you're thinking too specific. Think of a thing that you get in Mexico.
A sombrero.
No, it's not edible sombrero flavor. What do you like? If you're not having nachos, what else do you have from Mexican?
Oh, tacos.
Yes, correct.
You have tacos.
It is crispy taco flavor, Dave.
Oh, it's a tacos.
But you know what you're tasting? Guacamole.
Ah, God.
When you lick it, you really get the lime juice in the guacamole, don't you? And then when you eat it, then you go, oh my God, that is like a taco in a kind of disgusting but impressive way.
It
really does leave an aftertaste of taco in your mouth.
That is like a taco, you're right.
Like if you were drunk one night and you ate a box of those and went to bed without brushing your teeth, you'd wake up in the morning convinced you'd eaten tacos for dinner.
Yeah, exactly.
When you got home.
They're good. They're not bad, are they? They're not bad. I keep eating them.
It's a very accurate portrayal. Well.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get it sooner.
It's got a lot of genuine flavours in there too, not just numbers.
It's got
onion, tomato, garlic. It's got all your favourites, paprika, cumin, rosemary, sugar, one of my favourites, salt, pepper, chilli. Yeah, there's a lot in there.
I should have got the guacamole. I'm disappointed in myself now. I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I thought you were going to get it.
Yeah, I should have. I just.
But I mean, it's easy for me to say because I'm looking at a picture of guacamole on the box.
Yeah. But it is a good. That's not a bad cracker. Oh, I would buy them if.
Wow. So everyone take heed. The Natural Cracker Company are really coming up trumps two shows in a row there.
Two shows in a row. Show us the box.
We actually like their crackers better than we like their chips.
Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah, look at that guacamole.
There's the guacamole. I mean, they have made a classic error there. They've put tomato in their guacamole, which I think is against the rules, to be honest.
Yeah, you don't put tomato in guacamole. Who does that?
No, you don't, because it makes your guacamole watery and tastes like tomato.
What do you put in? Avocado.
It's simple. Avocado, lime juice, garlic, salt. That's all you need.
That's it. That's it.
Classic.
That's all you need, guy. Classic.
Classic.
Nothing out of a packet. One thing out of a packet. Well,
nothing
maybe
out
salt.
Of a packet.
Maybe salt. Okay, well, next, it's Freak of the Week, is it not?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to this. Looking forward to it. Okay, now it's time for Freak of the Week, and I've got – who gave you these? These look great.
These are from our favourite researcher, Annie Maver, who always delivers me a box of goodies, and this time she has delivered me choco pies.
It must be American, is it?
Yeah, look at this, choco pies. I'm showing you the box there.
Since 1974 with marshmallow. So to my eye, they look like a wagon wheel.
They look like a fat wagon wheel, don't they?
They do.
I'm trying to see where they're from. I probably think they're, here we go. They're not American. They're product of Korea.
Oh, okay, right, okay, right, all right.
And they recommend the serving, because they put some serving suggestions on the back here, Dave, and they recommend that you have a choco pie in your lunchbox. It's going to make you smile. You just need a choco pie, an apple, and a carton of milk. Apparently, that's your lunch. They're the perfect snack for after playtime if you've been playing baseball, according to the picture, or with your favourite coffee in the morning. So you can eat a choco pie any time of day, according to the box.
And it says avoid direct sunshine. Keep it. So basically, it looks like a wagon wheel, and the packet has the cut-through image of it, but you push and the biscuit must be very soft because it feels like a marshmallow. But
oh, you think it's maybe it's more like an actual pie.
What is that? I'm going to tear it open. Oh, no.
It's very soft, isn't it? Oh, it's like cake. Oh, do you know what it's like? You know Jaffa cakes, how they're a biscuit, but they're a very soft biscuit.
Okay. All right.
Oh, this is a bit weird. It's not like a wagon wheel at all.
Smells good. Okay, I'm going in. I'm going. For science. For science, I'm going in.
It smells funny. Oh, Dave, it's weird. I don't know where the biscuit stops and the marshmallow begins.
Yeah, the biscuit's too soft for me. I mean, I'm expecting a wagon wheel experience, and you know I'm a big fan of wagon wheels.
There's no crunch there at all. You could basically eat that if you didn't have teeth. You could just gum that.
I'm going to drop them off at Mum's nursing home.
And, I think you should.
Guys, got some stuff you can eat. Soft food, they call that in the nursing home world. That is soft food.
Yeah.
They'll be wrapped to receive that.
It's actually the texture of like a McDonald's cheeseburger.
Yes. but not as tasty.
You just gum it.
Oh. Well, thanks, Annie, but I mean, I wouldn't eat that. I wouldn't buy that. Nice chocolate.
Would your kids eat it?
Yeah, they probably would. They probably would.
Well, I mean, it's lived up to its name, Freak of the Week. It's certainly a freak because it, you know, was pretending to be one thing and now it's another.
It's just not what you expect, that's all.
No.
It's interesting. Well, if you've got problems with eating, you need soft food, get some.
If you can't handle a wagon wheel anymore, then get yourself a choco pie.
That is the Freak of the Week. So should we talk briefly about our lollies, our experiment that we've been doing?
We've been quarantining our
party faves.
Our lollies, our party faves from Allen's because they were infected with the chocolate cupcake virus.
Yeah.
Now, they've been aside, I reckon, for about 5 weeks now, do you think?
Yeah, I reckon. It's been a while. It's been a while.
And when I smell them, okay, so I reckon I've got a clean one here. I've got the yellow one, which I think is a unicorn, if I'm looking at it the right way. Now, that smells clean. That doesn't smell like it's got any chocolate left on it, whereas some of my other ones do.
Yeah.
Some of the other ones still smell infected.
You had yours spaced out on a sheet of paper, did you?
Yeah, I'll show you. This is how I had mine. See, they're all spaced out.
In a container. Yeah, right. I had mine in a wine glass.
Yeah.
And so
it's not good science, Dave.
No. Well, that's my lab for you. We're slapdash.
They're just reinfecting each other when you do that. Like a bit of chocolate tries to leave and just gets transferred into the other lolly and then back again.
Well, they've got harder.
It's everything that's wrong with Victoria at the moment. The family's just reinfecting itself.
That is a microcosm, or they say, of Victoria, my glass. That's more like Perth. You're doing it right. You know.
Yeah, that's a tier one site you've got in that glass.
Well, I've got a yellow one too. Doesn't smell of cupcake, but Ooh. Let's go. Let's have a crack.
Mm. No, that's clear. That's lost its virus. I love the hard, chewy texture we've given it by airing them. Oh, gee, no. Yeah. That's a nice, strong lemon flavour.
Mm, but mine's still got a hint of cupcake, I have to say. So I think in the experiment, you've got to space them out. You can't have them together in a wine glass.
Yep.
You've got to be isolating. They've got to isolate.
Do, Dave. They have to isolate.
They have to isolate.
Mm. Oh, that's actually pretty nice. It's
They're nice lemon. Nice lemon.
It's a very good lemon.
Mm.
And it's tempered by that creamy bit at the end.
Beautiful. Mm. Mine's not too bad, I've got to say.
It's
the cupcake's fading and the lemon's... Mm.
Lemon's dominating.
I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's a little bit like, remember how much we loved the racing cars, the yellow racing cars in the Natural Lolly company party mix, whatever that was? Oh, that's pretty good. But I don't know that I'd bother buying a packet and then trying to isolate them for 5 weeks just to enjoy them.
No, it's not worth it.
They've probably already disappeared off the shelves. We might have some collector's items here, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. I'm finishing mine. That was nice.
Oh, man, I finished mine. Don't worry about that. Mm. Don't worry about that. I finished it. It was great. Well, that's a success. Mm. That's a bit of good news. Is
that's
that good
some good
news?
Science, yeah.
Some good science. Your site lab's working better than mine. No surprise there.
It's also hopeful for those of us in lockdown. You know, the virus can be beaten. So that's nice to finish on a ray of hope for people.
I'm going to put our research on Facebook and stand by it. And then when like so-called scientists and doctors argue with you, I'm like, guys, I've done my own research, all right?
I'm going to say.
My own research.
Yeah. So if you want, you know, I'm going to say if you want people to isolate, all you have to do is put them in a plastic container and put them a meter and a half away from each other and just leave them for 5 weeks.
Not in a wine glass like I did. In some crazy orgy of whatever they're doing. It's like not good. It's not good at all. Well, what a show. We've had a journey again.
It's been a cavalcade, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been a
cavalcade
incredible.
Of delights and surprises.
Thanks to our people that provide stuff like... Annie and Rebecca from the other episode. Good work, guys.
And
keep
Rebecca
up.
In this episode too gave me the taco crackers. So
is she working as a rep for that company? Or
I've got and she's working as my own personal researcher, which is very nice to now have two people on the case.
Wow,
so that's
great. Well, you're busy. You got stuff going on. Well, next week we don't know what we're doing, but we will return.
We will return with many more snacks for you to enjoy.